Divine grace and providence abound. Josh Update Feb, April 2016 Greetings friends. It's been a while since I have given an update on my spiritual development and what has been transpiring in my life. I can only describe it as miraculous really. I last left off with my wonderful adventures in my Marconix training in Martha's Vineyard. As with everything post my decision to drop fear and just go with intent, all sorts of doors have flung open, especially around my Marconix adventures, but really everything. I am really starting to understand what grace and providence truly mean when you let go of the house and just focus on the what of your desires. I looked up the definitions of grace and providence. Grace, noun 1. The simple elegance or refinement of movement. 2. The free and unmerited favor of the universe and the bestowal of blessings. 3. The exercise of love, kindness, compassion, mercy, favor, and disposition to benefit or serve another. Providence, noun 1. The protective care of the universe or of nature as a spiritual power. 2. Timely preparation for future eventualities. I just look at all the happenings since October and look back with awe and gratitude and amazement. It definitely resonates with the definitions above. It has been effortless really. And for the most part, it has all stemmed from a series of mindsets and decisions to just do, breaking out of the prison of inaction and worrying about what others thought about me. That worry is all gone now, and I feel like I'm on a freight train barreling down the track with the momentum just increasing steadily, smashing obstacles away like they were made of paper, all while feeling protected and loved by creation. And coincidentally, yeah right, it would just so happen that Marconix is the divine project of the mighty Elohim Grace. Imagine that. First big news since Martha's Vineyard is that I have started my own company, Your Healing Light, LLC, focused mainly on providing Marconic energy services to clients. The whole experience of learning all the intricacies of getting a business off the ground, including, but not limited to, website development, business cards, filing paperwork and insurances, figuring out QuickBooks, and learning tax laws, making t-shirts, and marketing materials, has been actually very fun pet project. It was a very creative process, which I love, and all of it flowed with ease. I'm now experienced enough in it to happily assist my fellow practitioners with getting their houses in order too. Even coming up with the name of the company was an awesome experience via collaboration with a dear friend, and the logo amazingly bestowed by my talented sister. She's a graphic design artist, and I texted her and asked her if she'd do me the honor to design something for my business cards and website. She asked, "Well, what do you do with Marconix?" And I told her a little about how I call in the energy and start to work on people, and she said, "Okay, I got enough, something will come." And sure enough, a day or two later, she texted me while I was in the movies and anxiously awaited until it was over before taking a peek. So once I got in my car, I pressed the pic, and when I saw it, I almost burst into tears. It was perfect, absolutely perfect for me. I swelled with love and gratitude. It's so simple yet very recognizable, and even has a subliminal aspect to it. If you look close at the dude, he spells YOU where the Y is the arms and body, the O is the head, and U is the arms. The whole name of Your Healing Light is based on one of the best parts I resonate with Marconix. It's an energy that allows your own higher self and guides to work on you. It isn't me, I'm just holding space for it to happen. I, Josh, have nothing to do with what really goes on other to facilitate the connections. Simple, beautiful, and powerful. I've had several clients come through my practice all having amazing experiences, and just being there to witness their transformations has been a reward in itself. I've seen some of them receive the gifts they need to clear blockages and move towards their own grace and providence. Some have received the self-confidence out of nowhere to tackle tricky situations, some have received some physical healings, others emotional. Some have just gotten pure relaxation of the mind/body/spirit while on the table. It's really up to what you, your higher self and spiritual team need for your growth, even if you don't know consciously. Just being open to the power of the universe with good intentions and love will just melt the locks on the vault doors just, and the power of divine ease will do the rest. The spiritual hierarchy, heaven, is rooting for us every second of every day, waiting for us to invite them to help and all that is needed in a request. Just ask. I can feel only what I can describe as a solidness and power growing within my being. I keep feeling that I am like a lighthouse beaming on a dark and stormy night, showing the way for others. I take that responsibility very seriously. I continually try to stay balanced and calm and full of love and light to actively beam everywhere I go. I imagine that I am just blasting away the darkness that people accumulate due to the daily grind or their routines or crappy circumstances. I especially do when I am in public places like at Target, Lowe's, or grocery store. I purposely smile to people as if they are my friends and family, which they are on some level, and a lot of the time they respond to it. I will get double takes or they will stop and say, "Do I know you? You look familiar," or just that they will start to talk to me about whatever, and I love it because I know it is working. The light worker in me is now active and not a blocked, dimmed light. I heard in a lecture that the world consists of about 1% light workers, and of that 1% only a fraction are now awake towards their missions that they contracted to take on before incarnating here. Yikes. The good news is that a fully functioning light worker contributes by orders of magnitude than the unawakened masses and darker energies. As they all say, the dark can't survive in the light. But enough about that, back to my update. Let's see. What else? Ah, of course. Not only have I started my business, but I also applied and was accepted into Marconix's first foray into teacher practitioners. Yes, I'm one of 11 handpicked in the world to be able to teach the level 1 no-touch protocol. Again, it's just so remarkable to think that 6 months ago, I was petrified to go be part of a Reiki share in Sedona, and now I'm a Marconic teacher practitioner with my first class scheduled in Putnam, CT in June 2016, wanna come? Sign up here. Well, deep down it feels like my higher self really isn't surprised and was like, "It's about flipping time, Joshman." I remember vividly where and when the teacher's seed was planted way back in November 2015 when I attended my first Marconix semi-annual meeting, called the Gathering of the Guardians, just weeks after completing training in level 1 and 2. I wasn't going to go, given I just had class, but something told me I had to be there, and as my new mottos state, "Go with your gut, no fear, follow all spiritual breadcrumbs," so I signed up within minutes of the deadline. I remember coming back from lunch after day 2 and Lisa Wilson, co-founder of Marconix, mentioned to me as I was walking in the building that "We were talking about you at lunch." And I was like, "Uto, hope not in a bad way, old Josh patterning, going negative first," but she replied in a friendly retort, "Oh no, of course not, I'll talk to you later about it." Turns out later at the end of the event she pulled me aside and mentioned they were thinking of having a teacher's program someday and they were debating the prerequisites, and one was that a candidate needed to have 3 or more recalibrations before applying, and she said that out of her mouth came the statement, "What about Josh? He won't have time to do that given the next level 3 isn't until January/Feb and they decided right there that it wouldn't be a prerequisite." I remember looking at her with sheer awe and disbelief and saying, "Really? Me? But I just had level 1/2 last week and you think I could be a teacher?" And she looked at me with the wisest eyes I have ever seen and said, "You already know you are one," and that statement just burned me to the core. And then just after that powerful exchange, she asked if I wanted to help at the Marlboro Expo in November, which again floored me to bone, which fulfilled the prophecy that Joye gave me during my spiritual reading in Sedona. Mind blown. Wow. Even though I shouldn't have needed it, that validation came in divine timing in order for me to seriously consider continuing this journey with Marconix and being an active light worker. I can say now that I'm now in a space that can truly acknowledge and accept the statement she so keenly saw in a shyer/meeker version of myself. I'm ready to step in my personal power to help others in whatever way I can, whether through Marconix, or just being kind to a stranger, or helping someone in need. The Marconix teacher's class was truly transformational and rigorous and wonderful, all wrapped into one. I have forged some tremendous relationships with some of my fellow teacher practitioners, and we shared remarkable energy and healing and upgrades that I wish I could write about, but I choose to keep private. All I say is that I am forever changed by that experience, especially the attunement, OMG. I am partnering with 3 other lovely souls, Nadine, Olivia, and Jean, that are clearly long-lost galactic/spiritual family as we embark on our teaching experiences. I think teaching, especially involving traveling, will be yet another catalyst for my development. A lot of opportunities abound and I am vibrating through my chair right now just thinking about the possibilities. I'm freshly back from my second weekend-long gathering of the Guardians, which was held in Provincetown, Ma. Being together with 32 active light workers will set your hair permanently straight up with all the energy pumping. It didn't disappoint, and the weekend of lecture, discussions, and table time was unbelievable. Just like volunteering in Martha's Vineyard, us teacher practitioners helped instruct tableside the refresher classes during the weekend, and it was so gratifying to have people want to be on/near my tables. I truly appreciated the kind words some gave me on how I helped them learn and remember the protocols this weekend. Well, I think that's a good update on what's transpired since January. Lots of great things in the pipeline for the next few months. I'll be presenting at a spiritual expo with my partners next weekend in Rhode Island, where we will also be giving sample Marconix sessions and promoting our June class. And yup, our first official class in mid-June in Putnam, CT, is currently taking registrations. Not to mention other things are brewing for another class in PA in July, maybe Ireland, maybe Japan, maybe Norway. And, the possibilities are endless. I'm ready to also a lot of new clients for your healing light. If you are local to New England, check us out at http://www.yourhealinglight.com. Also, Marconic Energy is just as powerful for remote no-touch sessions, which I provide, if interested from anywhere in this beautiful world, or universe. In closing, if you feel like you are a light worker, but feel like you are alone or are afraid to venture out to find others, I implore you reconsider. Find that thing you are passionate about. Do something spiritual in nature involving a group setting, whether it is a class of some sort. Yoga, meditation, Reiki, Marconix, essential oils, dance, pottery, anything. Try a bunch of things, but just get out there and find your tribe. We need all the help we can give to raise the planet. Now is the time. It's urgent. Once you get a taste of what it's like to be in a group setting of light workers, you will know what I'm talking about and your life will change. It's time to awake to why you came here. Wear that mantle you planned for yourself to promote before incarnating. And have fun with it all. Laugh daily. Be well, peace, namaste, my light worker family. Josh.